I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, my good friends, hour number three, lots to cover with you in this hour. We're going to cover a lot with my first guest who, for many, many years, was my very first guest on Fridays. Now he's my second to last guest on Fridays. But this week, he'll be my last guest because the next half hour, you're just going to be stuck with me. Very pleased to welcome to the program my good friend, Don Jans. Don, welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. What a great privilege.
It's something else. I was sharing with you, there's several stories we want to get into, how the J6 POWs could soon be all Christians in America that have traditional values there. They continue to target pro-life centers. We'll get into a lot of that next week with some of the guests that we'll have. They're going after, I mean, look, if you live where you live in California.
Yes.
They now have in place a couple of things that are incredibly dangerous. One is full term infants can be killed.
Not just full term, past full term.
28 days, right? Up yes. to 28 days.
That's correct.
He actually signed a bill. You can't even make this stuff up. Up to 28 days. They can decide to terminate the life of that infant.
Now, let me ask you a question. Typically, if they come up, when laws like this are made and they put a time limit on it, what generally happens to that time limit?
Oh, they extend it. They're always trying to push the parameters.
Correct. So the 28 days, why not a year? Why not 2 years?
Well, let's remember that, you know, it wasn't too long ago that they were floating, you know, the idea of 2 to 3 years.
That's correct.
It was what the left was floating around, folks, because look, they want to claim certain lives matter. But the reality is that in their view, the only lives that matter are their own. That's it. If it's part of their elite group, those are the only lives that matter. And then the other thing that they just signed into law, and they call it, you know, protecting trans. It's not protecting trans. This is where the other 49 states, your child can be indoctrinated by some radical teacher who encourages your child to want to transition, and now they can whisk that child off to California, and the state of California will take custody of the child, and you're going to have an uphill battle. So, man, I don't know, folks. I'm telling you, I've said this before. I don't want to be alarmist in this, but you need to really seriously consider pulling your child out of public school. Because, Don, I mean, this is where we're talking about that taking place. We're talking about, you know, a public school teacher who has these absolutely bizarro ideas, convincing your child that your little girl is a boy or would be happier as a boy, gets your child to buy into it. They are told, don't tell the parents, use their new gender identity in the classroom, but don't say anything to mom and dad. And then all of a sudden, one day, your kid is not there when you go to pick them up. or doesn't come home on the bus. And guess what? Your child is now in California.
And destroyed forever. And destroyed forever. There's so much in this whole scenario. And at the very core of this evil that's taking place is this desire to make us a collectivist state. This desire to make us a communist nation. And the core difference between communism, collectivism, and individualism is the core family. If we go, and they hate the scripture, they absolutely despise the Bible. But you look at any free society throughout history, and they always had a strong core family unit. They have to have. That is your basic structure. This is why there is such an attack on the family.
And I want to just very quickly say hello. I hope they're still with me. They were with us earlier, but I want to say hello to our Brazilian family from Rio de Janeiro that is watching us right now. Welcome. It's so good to have you. We appreciate your family tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio live from Rio de Janeiro. Go ahead, Don.
Well, and it's great to see that there are family that's tuning in. The core family unit, it was structured by God.
Yep.
And it's always been the basis of a strong society. And every communist dictator, every tyrannical dictator attempts to destroy the family. And this is how they're doing it. And they're attacking it through our education system, which is no longer an education system, but an indoctrination system. And this is why they're fighting so hard against states like Arizona, who are saying, no, we're going to have choice. We're going to allow our parents to tell us or to direct their children into the school they want. When you have a monopoly on that school system, your indoctrination becomes ubiquitous. It's every place you can go. Folks, we have to understand. What is taking place is terrible. And the reasons it's taking place is because we have been promised that we would be transformed from a republic to a democracy, which we were told by Vladimir Lenin, listen carefully, that democracy is indispensable to socialism. That's how socialism usually comes about, is through democracy.
Right, mob rule.
And socialism is the gateway to communism. And communism exists on atheism.
Well, that Lenin said that the religion of communism is atheism. And Lenin considered communism to be a religion. It's in his writings. It's in his quotations. Lenin considered communism to be a religion. And that is the religion of atheism, the religion of government. And this is why, you know, I talk about, Don, how important it is to understand. It's why our founders took issue with John Locke's concept, because the problem with John Locke's concept was the first stair step. Because what it did was, is it said that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I've got two hands here. This hand would represent government. This hand would represent God. But they're still out here. What our founders said is this hand goes away because life is in here. Mm-hmm. Liberty is in here. And you know, positioning is critically important. It's like in Galatians 2:20, where it says, do I have faith in Jesus Christ, according to many translations, but the King James Version says that I have the faith of the Son of God. Well, it's a huge difference between having faith in him, my effort to try to have that faith, versus having his faith instilled in me, which is the gift of God at salvation. Big difference.
So that Christ has come and dwelt in us.
Yes, precisely. And so therefore I can operate with him inside of me. And now I'm not trying to figure out. He's not out here trying to give me direction. He's in here actually guiding and leading.
Now, what we are discussing right now would never be discussed in any public institution today.
Yep.
Even though we are told in our Constitution that the right to worship God cannot be infringed, it cannot be abridged, cannot be taken away from us in any way, sense, or form.
Right.
And yet, we couldn't even discuss this. You and I couldn't even discuss this in any public institution, in any public building.
Right.
We would be told that we are violating separation of church and state, has been bastardized.
And we're going to take a quick break, but that's where this whole issue also that is so disconcerting. When I started this program 11 years ago, talking about crosses, the cross can't remain in a public place if it's identified as its as relationship to Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection. It can be there as a historic relic, okay, honoring someone who gave a sacrifice, but it can't be one recognized as the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The cross, the most sacred thing in Christianity. We'll be back with more after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My good friend Don Jantz. Don, you've got a brand new book out that really speaks to a lot of the issues that we're concerned about. The J6 POWs, what could happen to Christians in America, those who hold to traditional values, the non-citizen voting issue also. They actually have a bill that is being advanced that would let non-citizens vote in local elections. Now the true reveal, we've been talking about it, right? The illegal immigration issue. Well, what's the true reveal? Let's let all of them vote in local elections. Don, speak to those things if you would, please.
The book is called Republic or Democracy, Doesn't Matter. And we have to go back and understand, first of all, our founders were very, very brilliant people. There it is. Republic or Democracy, Doesn't Matter. They discussed during the Constitutional Convention, most people don't understand that this concept, this difference, are we going to be a republic or are we going to be a democracy? That was discussed. And history tells us that when the vote came on democracy, it was unanimously defeated. Yeah. Even though we are being told by umpteen thousands, millions of people today, we must save our democracy, our founders said we're not a democracy. And why did they say that? They said that because we don't want the law. We want the supreme ruler of our nation to be the law. And they put our law, our supreme ruler, into writing. Mm. And that is called the Constitution of the United States. When we go in and we violate the Constitution, we are violating our supreme ruler. That is, we're violating our czar, our king, whatever you want to call it. Democracy, on the other hand, is rule by the majority. Now, the majority, and I talk about this in the book, the majority can be virtually whatever the majority says it's going to be. It could be an oligarchy. It could be a single person. It could be a huge body. But democracy is whatever. There are no limitations as to what the power of that majority is. And this is what we're seeing happen today. We're being told that the Constitution is outdated. And all of the limitations of powers that we gave our republic, that we gave our federal government, we're not going to pay any attention to that. We are going to do what we, the majority, or we in power want to do. That's pure, that's true democracy, and we're seeing that happen. To the point where, even though it says, even though our Constitution says that we have to, that we have to treat people equally under the law, the majority can say, no, we're not going to do that. We can treat people any way we want. And if we tell people that they cannot worship God, then that's the law, despite what the Constitution says.
Well, so we're violating God. I mean, ultimately, because we you know, when we talk about, you know, the laws of nature and nature is God, those are one and the same. And yes. And that's why I think it goes back fundamentally to understanding the disposition of where life resides, where liberty resides. You know, why would you lay down your life? Why would you give up all of your assets? Why would you die, you know, penniless, which many of our founding fathers actually did?
Yeah.
Why, you know, but those understanding that those are external riches, and what they knew in their heads, what they understood was, is they didn't die, as some would see, penniless or broken or what have you. They died full. Why? Because they preserved the most important thing they possessed, their very life. And their life could not be lived if someone else owned it.
And they understood this. They understood those differences. And they acted on those differences. They were extremely brave people. They were extremely smart people. And it's irritating when you hear people put them down and say that they fought just so that they could oppress others. Folks, read accurate history.
Yep.
Our founders gave up so much because they wanted us to live in a free nation. They wanted us to live where people were unable to say that because you are a Christian, we can send you to jail. No other reason, just because you're a Christian, or we can even behead you. They wanted us to live where we could live our own lives, make our own choices, have our own thoughts.
Yeah.
And this is the difference between a republic and a democracy.
Yeah.
And I would strongly recommend you get that book.
Yeah, and again, you know, here, this is the book, A Republic or a Democracy, Does It Matter? And ladies and gentlemen, it absolutely does. And very quickly, and I'm very much an advocate of boycotting the NFL, but I tuned into something over the weekend as I was flipping through some channels, and it was one of those games where, and then they show you, you know, different people come on and they say, and I always get a kick out of the ones that say the Ohio State. But anyway, there were a couple of them and that I listened to, and they said they're high school. These were young men who were now starting in the NFL, making hundreds of thousands of dollars per year, maybe even, you know, closer to $1 million a year, okay? And they were high school graduates, people of color, high school graduates, only in America. Don't tell me that we live in an oppressed country. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio, hour number two, coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So, I thought this was kind of interesting. I was channel surfing, I don't know, a few days ago, whenever it was, and bounced onto one of the ball games that was being played, and they were, at that moment, they were going through and they were talking about the different people introducing themselves. And I always get a kick out of the ones where they say, you know, the Ohio State, right? Anyway, so this particular one, they were going through, and I noticed that there were several of the starting players that said they were from a high school starting in the NFL. So I was just doing a little bit of research on, you know, where these folks, there are, this is tied at number 34. I'm still working through trying to get to number 33, because all of these schools are tied at 34. Let me see, though. Maybe this is high schools with the most active NFL players. Okay, you know what? This is just plain, this is not what I'm looking for. Let's see. Can NFL players be drafted from high school? Okay. NFL players out of high school. There we go. Let's see what that does. Top 10 current NFL players unranked out of high school. What do we got? No, that wouldn't be it. I don't think. No, I don't think that's giving me what I'm looking for. I'm going to have to do the different search. They don't want you to find this, or they're giving a whole lot. Here's what NFL stars look like in high school. Is there any NFL players straight out of high school? Let's see what that does. Is there any NFL? Has anyone gone straight from high school? All right, and now it's blocked the site. How about that? At any rate, there were a whole bunch of these players that were probably four or five just as that were going through the lineup that were straight out of high school, and they're now starting in the NFL, which I don't have a problem with that at all. I think it's great. But I do have a problem when people are running around talking about how unfair America is, and you know what a bad place America is, and claiming that there's all this, you know, racial inequality, and we need to do ESG, and we need to teach CRT and all these kinds of things. When I look at, just as an example, what's happening in the world of sports and the opportunities that exist, and I look at the levels and opportunities of success that are given to people, and to me, you know, the color of skin shouldn't matter, but I think that it is. I only look at it from the viewpoint of saying, gee, if things are that bad, then why is it? Because even though there are many people that are boycotting the NFL because of this, all of this negative stuff, and what's the taking of the knee all about anyway? The taking of the knee is all about making some kind of a point that, you know, that America is this terrible place that oppresses everybody who has darker pigmentation. And the hypocrisy of that is, you know, look around the playing field that you're on, look at the salaries that are being paid, look at the money that is being made, look at the opportunities. Give me another one. And this kid is not dark complected. He is light complected. But this is Nikola Jovic. Nikola Jovic was the 27th pick in the 2022 NBA draft. Nikola came over from, I believe it's Serbia, came from Europe. And what's unique about him is he doesn't even have his high school diploma. He didn't have time because of the workouts that he was doing to get ready for the draft to determine if he was going to be selected. So because of that, he didn't get a chance to take the test. He's 19 years old and he's over here playing. My point to that is you know, America is this great land of opportunities, but if we're not careful, we are allowing a group of elitists to force upon us measures that are going to eliminate those liberties and those freedoms. And the world of sports has been significantly impacted by this. Now, they tried, and they're going to keep pushing this. They tried to push the homosexual agenda into the NFL. They were able, to a degree, to get the take a knee crowd and the whole Black Lives Matter lie and deception and movement going in the NFL and then in the NBA as well. Guys like LeBron James. And they were able to try to push that whole narrative and the lies of the of 1619 and that whole CRT agenda. Of course, they were able to do that until such time as parents were then trapped in their homes again because of tyrannical behavior. And once that happened and parents were able to see what it was that their kids were being taught, and identify these things, well, then, of course, then they had to identify those parents as some kinds of domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings saying, hey, wait a minute, I didn't give you permission to indoctrinate my child. I didn't give you permission to do that. We talked earlier in the program, and just a reminder, Gavin Newsom has gone ahead and signed the bill into law, and that bill is going to say that from this point forward in California, they have the ability to take your child and make your child a part of the state of California. The state of California will take charge of your child. And I had that article up. Let me see if I can find that over here. Let's see. All right. I'm going to grab that up real quick. Let's see. It is. Okay. Newsom signs bill taking children. Let's see here. Newsom's bill making California a sanctuary. Here we go. So, according to the California Family Council, Governor Newsom signs bill to strip children from parents to medically transgender them. September 30th, 2022, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill last night empowering state courts to remove out-of-state children from their parents' custody if those children come to California because they can't get sterilizing transgender drugs and mutilating surgeries in their home states, or because their parents object to these experimental treatments for gender dysphoria. The author of the bill was Scott Weiner out of San Francisco. SB 107 is the bill. SB 107 endangers every young person in the nation who experiences gender dysphoria, said California Family Council President Jonathan Keller. By signing this extreme bill, Gavin Newsom is telling all parents across the country that he knows what's best for their children. Mothers and fathers in every state should demand their elected representatives push back against this unconstitutional assault on parental rights. Governors and legislators must defend their citizens from this out-of-control government in Sacramento. I would suggest also that these same representatives, governors, and so on, need to defend their citizens from an out-of-control federal government that is overreaching, and we're finding this in J6. We'll talk about that coming up in a minute. Jeremy Bertino, 43, of Belmont. The titles of this are quite interesting. A leader of the militant right-wing Proud Boys has been somehow pressured. I'll get the skinny on this, I'm sure, from some of our contacts, but he's made a plea deal with federal prosecutors trying to avoid major sentences. And at any rate, he is now going to turn evidence. So we'll figure all that out. But the pressures these guys are under is amazing. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, real quick preview. So Monday on the program, that's Columbus Day, Rick Manning will be with us. Marcy Jean, author of His Child, will be with us. Callie Fell, the executive director at CBC, co-writer and co-producer of The Detransition Diaries, Saving Our Sisters, will be with us also. And Brigitte Gabriel, Act for America, will be with us on the program as well, talking about the border situation. Excuse me. And I believe that I'm going to get Trennis to come back. Let me see. On Monday at 10:30 a.m. EST. 9:30 a.m. Texas time. Okay, so going to try and get Trennis to come back. They just went ahead and filed their motion for change of venue and have filed a lawsuit also that involves the J6 Commission. So we'll get the lowdown on all of that. He just this morning sent me over the information. It's Evans et al. Versus the Select January 6 Committee et al., and there is a referral order on it, and let me see if I can get it is an order referring to a magistrate judge, and so Judge Sean D. Jordan has referred the case to U.S. Magistrate Judge Christine Nowak. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, but we can get the lowdown on that and get his information for us with regards to that. So that'll be very, very important. Let me read it first. Okay. Was arrested this week at a meeting in the new council. Charlotte Christian tells the police department refusing to be silent when the mayor told him to stop. Okay, so this is from Chris Bray, Substack, criminal criticism in which disagreement equals handcuffs. This just keeps happening, and I'll just keep writing about it. Chris Bray, 12 hours ago, a 22-year-old Iowa resident named Noah Peterson was arrested this week at a meeting of the Newton City Council after sharply criticizing the town's police department and refusing to be silent when the mayor told him to stop. You can read a local news story here or see the full video. You're out of order. The chief escorted this gentleman from the chambers because he criticized the city government. I find the interrupted comment lumpy and cartoonish. More about this in a moment, but it doesn't matter. The First Amendment protects dumb speech too. The city's rules for public comment prohibited derogatory statements or comments about any individual. From the city's website. So the manner was deemed to be in violation of the stated rules for citizen participation. The government bodies cannot restrict, prevent a public comment because of what the speaker says. Newton police chief arrested a man by the name of Noah Peterson tonight at a city council meeting during public comment. Let's see. From what I could tell, he didn't violate the rules with his comments, but even so, the rules are clearly unconstitutional. The government can't ban criticism of individuals, but allow praise, and that's what the rules do. The arrest clearly, inappropriately says it. It's interesting. So, just to give you an example, okay, Simon Campbell. Campbell was recently one of the successful plaintiffs who went to court to challenge a remarkably similar school board policy in Pennsylvania, where he criticized the school board. Now, note that the Department of Justice, the new Merrick Garland Department of Justice, has determined that these parents that have been criticizing school boards across the country for things like CRT, for things like this this trans and sexual perversion and the pornography that they're doing and so on in our schools to children, making children the victims of this, that parents who criticize these things were identified by Merrick Garland as being domestic violence people associated with some kind of militant, violent extremism. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we have in the United States of America the guaranteed constitutional right to free speech, even free speech that we may or may not like. You know, you still have the right to be able to voice your opinion. And parents certainly should have the right to express concerns about manipulation and indoctrination as it relates to what is happening to their kids and the things that are being pushed upon their children. All right, let's see, change topic. We'll get back also at some point to go through this Jeremy Bertino case and what that means and a little bit more about what that's about coming up as well. I want to, let's see here. January 6th, pipeline. Okay, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Google Earth's walkthrough exposed the FBI's Jan 6 pipe bomb hoax. When the CIA helped Google acquire the Keyhole satellite imagery software in 2004, now known as Google Earth, the CIA probably did not imagine it would one day be used by independent journalists to rebut dubious assertions put forward by the Department of Justice and the FBI. But such are the strange times that we live in. This is an article written October 6th, 2022, that appears in Revolver News. After Revolver News investigative reports last month yielded irrefutable forensic evidence that the DOJ and FBI are withholding critical information regarding the so-called January 6 pipe bomb, we've decided to go one step further. Using 3D street view software available on Google Earth, we captured the precise walking path from the front door of the DNC building to the exact location where the DNC pipe bomb was placed. This walkthrough shows the DNC bomb was quite literally just around the corner from the DNC building's main entrance and right next to a security station. Several interesting revelations emerge from the walkthrough video above. The moment one turns the corner from the front entrance onto South Capitol Street, one sees the exact bench where the bomb was placed. This bench, along with its companion bench, were not tucked away in some obscure side street. It's clear from the positioning of the benches relative to the DNC building that they would have been used frequently by passersby, pedestrians, and DNC employees alike. Indeed, anyone who decided to enjoy their morning coffee on either of those two rather clean and inviting park benches anytime from 7 a.m. to noon on January 6 would very likely have spotted the pipe bomb that was allegedly planted by the bench the evening before. Also readily apparent from the Google Earth walkthrough is the closeness of the pipe bomb location to the rear parking garage and the entry and exits of the DNC building. We point out this out in the walkthrough video at timestamp 105. The pipe bomb is basically smack dab between the parking deck, the entry and exit doors, and the front of the building. Recall Kamala Harris curiously hid the fact that she was in the DNC building on January 6th, and it was only an entire year after the so-called insurrection that the press reported the vice president-elect was in the building the morning of the 6th while the pipe bomb was on the premise. Of course, as Vice President-elect Kamala Harris enjoyed the protection of the Secret Service, this means the Secret Service must have conducted a sweep of the DNC building before she entered. Hello? Yeah, it's all made up, folks. All made up. A whole lot of lies. The whole narrative of the J6 insurrection, it's all a bunch of lies. Let's move on to a couple of other lies that are out there. Here's another piece of interesting information. Igor Dechenko will be put on trial. The trial of Igor Dechenko is scheduled for October 11th, 2022. Coming up in just 4 days, it'll start on, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. While it's only a false statement case, we can't help but ask whether the trial will reveal any Dechenko contacts with the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign while he was acting as Christopher Steele's primary subsource. The reason? Well, more on that below. You can find this article. We'll try to get this article up on our website at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, and you can read the whole thing. I encourage you to get a subscription at The Reactionary or sign up for free at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Thank you for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. Be sure and try and buy the pastor a cup of coffee over the course of the weekend, if you would, paypal.me/PastorGreg. I'll be back with more on Monday. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at chosengenerationradio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.